Congratulations.
You know, I waited for so long, and you know, I didn't know what was going to happen next to me. So I couldn't have fell to a better organization. They just present such high class, and you know, my emotions are just running out of control right now. So I'm trying to calm down. It's just such an exciting time for me.
Talk about your emotions.
Yeah, and more waiting after that. So, I mean, I'm just lost for words. You know, Ducks picking me, I'm a California-born hockey player. I just have so much opportunity coming into this organization, not only growing the game of hockey in California, but also, you know, what I present to the Duck organization. I just, it couldn't be a better fit for me.
Relief, frustration, joy?
Oh, there's no frustration at all. There's a little bit of relief, of course, and just all joy. I mean, I'm just ecstatic right now, and like I said, my emotions are running out of control. At the same time, I couldn't be happier.
And a big roar went up when your name was called, and I think it's probably the first time anything related to the Ducks has been cheered in this place.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had a lot of people there, and just. Who was there? Who was here for you today?
Yeah, probably half those people cheering were all my friends. So you know, I had a lot of them. You know, friends and family were all sitting next to me, probably just as anxiously waiting as I was. But at the same time, you know, just like I say, I think it's a perfect fit for them. Me being California born and them being able to watch me night in, night out now, it just it couldn't be a better fit.
Any indication from them as to what their plans are for you? Do you go back to the juniors for a season or wait and see what happens?
You know, my goal and my you know, mindset going into training camp is making the team, because you know, all the other guys have that same mindset. So I'm just gonna go in there, battle as hard as I can, you know, train over the summer, and you know, see where I am at when come training camp.
What aspect of your game?
Oh, you know, I if I got picked and I knew that ovation was gonna come, you know, the fans waited just as long as I did to, you know, see me put on that jersey. Yeah, it's a great senior ovation. I just couldn't be happier.
What aspect of your game are you going to work on the most this summer?
You know, I'm a bigger guy. I need to work on finishing my checks and defensive zone play. You know, I want to be able to create offense out of defense, and I'm going to do whatever I can to change that.
Talk about the significance of you and Bojan being drafted.
Bo is such a great player. He's so skilled. Came out of the league, you know, won the scoring title. Obviously, he's just, you know, such a great aspect to California hockey, along with me and along with guys like Jonathan Blum, who are new wave California hockey, just presenting so much skill. And I think it's all the coaching that's being done. I mean, just such great coaches out there, and it's they deserve the love and respect.
Besides the long wait, just the whole idea of the draft being here in LA and being at home, was it everything?
Everything I could ask for. I mean, besides the weight, which, you know, to me, it doesn't matter if I, you know, was in the top 10, top 20. It doesn't matter to me. It's a draft. Everyone gets the same opportunity, and you know, I'm willing to, you know, execute that.
With the dynamic between the Ducks fans and the Kings fans there tonight, did you get a taste of what it's going to be like to come back to your hometown as a Duck?
Oh yeah, well, you know, Kings, I always loved growing up, but you know, Ducks are my new favorite team. So for me, it's such an exciting time. I can't wait to put on that uniform and dress with them every night and play against the Kings. And I know it's a huge rivalry. You know, people were chirping me out there already, so I know it's coming, and you know, I'm all for it.
Can you talk about having the jersey on right now? I mean, your dream was to kind of stay here, hopefully, and to have that jersey on.
Yeah, I feel like a young boy wearing, going out to the local store and getting it right now. So it's just, you know, it's a crazy feeling right now. It's everything I expected and more. And, you know, just staring at it right now, it's just such an unbelievable feeling.
How many times in the first round did you think you would be selected, where you were sitting there and thinking, okay, this is it, this is my team?
Well, I mean, when Kings traded up there, I for sure thought that. But then, you know, I was hearing rumors and this and that, and pretty much every pick, I was like, this has got to be the one. So, you know, I heard it a lot. You know, I felt that it was coming, and, you know, luckily the Ducks picked me up.
Will that be motivation in the future, of being passed over by so many teams, or is it water under the bridge now?
Well, like I said earlier, I think everyone just gets the same opportunity when you're going to training camp, you know, whether you're rounds 1 through 7. It doesn't matter. I was just fortunate to, you know, be in the first round. You know, whether I think I'm a better player than that, I just felt it's such a high class organization. I'm just so happy to be a Duck.
Did you interview with the Ducks at the combine?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, went great. You know, I knew that they had some interest in me, and I didn't think they probably thought they weren't able to get me, and you know, same for me. But like I said, I couldn't be happier.
Did you go to any Ducks games or anything like that? I know you were gone for a long time growing up, but did you go to any games or anything like that?
This, you know, might sound embarrassing, but no, I've never been to a Ducks game before. I live 20 minutes from the Honda Center and always was around it, but at the same time, you know, my first game, I'm going to be playing in it. So.
Did you get a chance to talk to Cam Fowler yet?
You know, me and Cam are great buddies. We've known each other from the National Development Program. He's such a great guy, and you know, he's going to represent the Ducks organization with, you know, high class, and you know, me as well. So I do know him. He's a great guy, and just can't wait to, you know, enjoy this experience with him.
You said that you set very high expectations for yourself. Do you feel like you may be a steal for them?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just, you know, me as a player, whether, you know, I feel that I should have been picked higher or not, you know, I know the type of player I am, and I know what I can bring to the Ducks organization, and that's speed, and that's, you know, grit, and that's, you know, goal-scoring ability, and I think that's what the Ducks and the NHL, you know, need right now, and, you know, I'm just here to do it.
Was that the longest wait? I don't know how many hours it was, but did it seem like an eternity while you're sitting there with everybody?
Yeah, you know, I after a while, I just said, you know what, you know, this has got to be it. I just kept a positive attitude, and yeah, I'm just lucky enough the Ducks picked me up. I couldn't be happier right now. I couldn't think of a better situation, and yeah.
When you made that walk to the stage, was it, can you still remember it, or were you just on cloud nine?
It's pretty much a blur. Yeah, I didn't know where I was looking. I don't know, you know, what was going on. So, you know, I've always, you know, watched previous drafts and the guys go up and put on their jerseys, and you know, I just, you know, to end like that, to end this night like that, it's I couldn't be happier.
What was it like to meet the team?
Oh, if they just said, you know, good job, you know, congratulations, you deserved it. You know, they've done so much for my career that, you know, they're speechless right now, and they put in so much time and effort, just as much time as I put into, you know, achieving this dream, and, yeah, they couldn't be happier for me.
What was it like to meet Scott Niedermeyer there at the end, shake his hand?
Yeah, you know, with all the emotions going in right now, then there's Scott Niedermeyer right there. Obviously, he's a, you know, a legend, not only in the Ducks, but he's just such a winner. He's got gold medals, he's got Stanley Cup. And you know, hopefully he'll be around so I can learn a lot from him.
You're 18 years old. What was the first movie you saw when you in the theater?
In the theater, that was a crazier question than the combine I got. So I don't know. I'm just gonna say D2 Mighty Ducks. It fits the fits the mold right now. So why not?
Anderson, you've traveled the world to kind of get to this point. How does it feel? Come home now, kind of. I mean, this is hopefully the thing
we're
excited you're
going to
be playing home.
Yeah, coming into the draft, I had that feeling of, you know, maybe traveling somewhere or getting out of the state. You know, interesting enough, I've been in Minnesota for 2 years. I've been in Michigan for a year and in Medicine Hat. And, you know, now finally I end up in my backyard. It's just, it's almost like it all fell into place for me. It's couldn't be a better fit for me. I feel so comfortable in a non-traditional hockey market. And, yeah, just couldn't be happier.
Talk about playing in Medicine Hat and what that's done for you in your career.
Willie Desjardins and the whole Medicine Hat Tiger organization, they just present such high class, and all they want is winning, and none less. So, you know, it's a blessing playing for that organization. I learned so much. One of the things that I need to work on is my physicality, and he pushes me to do that every practice, every game, and we watch videos, tons of video to critique that, and yeah, it couldn't be a better fit as well.
How many family and friends have you ever been?
Which family? Oh, I have 100 coming to the reception here pretty soon. So they're all in the stands, and then some I know from middle school and just growing up all the school days, and you know, some that I don't even know. I'm thinking about them, and they're all Ducks fans. So you know, their expressions that they're gonna give me are probably just gonna be out of control. So.
Which family members were you?
My mom, dad, aunt, uncles on both sides. My brother was here. Sadly, my sister wasn't able to make it, but I know that she was watching on TV. And, you know, tons of friends from all over. I know my brother had friends traveling from different parts of the country. My host family from Medicine Hat's down here. And it's countless number of people, you know, supporting me tonight. And it's just a great feeling.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much,
everyone.
We're going to grab you separate.